Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
First up, let's have a chat to the man who rode the Grey Flash.
Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Tommy, thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us on Racing Pulse this morning. Congratulations on the win. You've had time now to let it sink in. Is that the greatest win that you've been involved with on Chautauqua?
Yeah, no, it definitely was, Mike. I thought after Hong Kong, I thought I'd never ride a horse that could produce a performance like that. But on Saturday, I think he even topped off his PB.
What were you thinking during the run? We know that you have ridden the horse in this manner so many times before, but the way the track had been racing and it was hard to make ground, when you were approaching the home turn, in your mind, did you think he could do it?
No, even though we were racing against the bias going into the race, I still thought I could win the race going into it because I know this horse can do some freaky stuff, and I know on his day he was a grade above the horses he was up against, and that's not putting the horses down that he was up against. It's just he's a very good sprinter. And on the home corner, I thought he dropped a bit, and I thought, we might have seen the best of this bloke. And then when I got him out in the clear running, his revs started to build up. And so usually when I get going on him, I go around the field. So as soon as I pull him out around a horse, he starts to pick up straight away. But because I hadn't pulled him out around a horse till, say, the 300 metres, he didn't think it was time to go yet. So I actually had to put a couple around his bum, just coming around the bend there to say, hey, mate, I know you still got horses in front of you, but it's time to go, you know. And he started to build up the revs from there, and it was an exciting finish.
Can you describe, as a jockey for people who will never, ever experience, what feeling he gives you when he lets down?
Yeah, he's got such a beautiful big action, you know. He's quite a big horse, and he covers so much ground. And I was actually speaking to my dad yesterday, and he said if you look at his action compared to English's last, furlong, you can see the difference in their action. He seems to cover one, to her one stride, and it feels like he's floating on air. He doesn't skip a beat. When he changes legs, he changes about 100 metre mark. You could barely even feel him change. He's just straight as a dog, and he's just a pleasure to ride.
Is this also the sweetest victory for yourself and everyone involved? Because there had been so many questions about Chautauqua, and did you have questions about him before Saturday as well?
No, I didn't have any questions about him. I've been pretty happy with his run so far, his preparation. He was narrowly beaten by Lara Main, and he had things against him on the day. He's got beat by Winston and George Ryder. There's no knock on that over 1,500 metres where they went very, very slow in the race, and that's not his style of racing. So he's really done nothing wrong with his preparation. So I know everyone was questioning him back to the 1,200 after 1,500 metres, but I've seen a lot of him at home in training, and I know very well that it doesn't take much to freshen this bloke up. He's quite a fresh horse anyway. You've got to give him work just to keep him on his feet. But this was probably the most vulnerable he's gone into a race. It was an unusual preparation. He hadn't gone in there with the wind under his belt and stuff like that. So it was very pleasing for him to come out and show the fans that he was at his best on the day.
Well, that might have been the training masterstroke of John Hawkes and the boys as well, to give him that extra grounding, try and step him out over a bit further, and then give him that peak fitness, because he certainly loves that 1,200 at Randwick.
Yeah, well, look, with a lot of the horses over this carnival, as we've seen with the New Zealand come over and dominate the New Zealand Derby, they had that sort of fitness. They're able to work their horses fine and not miss any work with them dry tracks over in New Zealand, where a a lot of horses in their preparation, sort of this Autumn Carnival, have been sort of going into runs, missing bits and pieces of work because of wet tracks and stuff like that, where, you know, Chautauqua, they're able to give him, you know, between them 2 weeks in between the George Ryder and the TJ, hardly any work. So him missing out on gallops and stuff like that, it wasn't really an issue. It turned out it was a masterstroke training performance on that side, and it was anyway, because anyone that can get a sprinter to come back from 1,500 to a 1,200, not only in any race, midweek race, let alone a TJ Smith, is an incredible training performance.
Now, I know Michael and Wayne were there celebrating afterwards, and John was sitting at home on the couch watching, but I believe he gave you a message before the race, after the Derby.
Yeah, look, it's not the first time. It happens probably, once a fortnight, but, I'm used to that. I've been riding for the team for a few years now, and as Dwayne will tell you as well, it's part of the makeup with the team, and they wear their heart on their sleeve, and they let you know when you've done the right thing and when you've done the wrong thing, and when you've done the wrong thing, they'll let you know, and hopefully you can go out and sort of turn things around, and there's more times than not we go out and do that. So, but you just can't let that sort of impact you on the day, and that's why Michael, he knows what I'm like on race day. He knows that he can say anything to me, and it's not going to affect the way I think in a race, and that's why he came and told me that John wasn't happy, and to pick up your act, and I did that, it's just part of riding for Team Hawks.
Yeah, it's great feedback, but it does show the character of yourself. I suppose a lot of people might drop the lip, but you bounce back straight away. And talking of inference in the Derby, what was it that John wasn't happy with, and how did you see inferences run?
Yeah, look, John just wanted me to stick to the inside coming around the bend, because they just weren't making up ground around the bend. I can see what he said, what he's saying there. But I think it was probably a little bit to do with that. I don't think he would have won the race anyway. But I think it had a bit to do with sort of how much the Rosehill Guineas took out of him. I think anyone that watched his race, you know, he looked like he was gone at the half mile, and he really, really slogged it out to run second that day. And I think that just took the edge off him, because in the run, he never really travelled for me. He never gave me a feel at all at any stage that he was going to win the race like he has in his previous starts. And he was, as I said, a little bit soft of the line. So I just feel that them hard runs on the heavy tracks just took its toll. He was only fourth up, and every his second and third up run were on heavy tens. So I think it just took its toll, and it probably did the same with Ginger Nuts as well. But his main disappointment was that I didn't stick to the inside, but I found it on Chautauqua.
We spoke to you on Friday, and you actually said that usually when the rail goes back to the true on a wet track, it does favour the inside. How much of an advantage was it on Saturday? And we see these tracks on major days that do have these advantage in certain areas. It must be difficult as a jockey.
Yeah, it does. But that's our job is, and that's our job to sort of find out the track bias at the start of the day and walk tracks and stuff like that. And if you do your homework, it pays off. The tracks at the moment, I don't think you can really put it down to anything is what the track curators are doing. They're doing their best job just to get us racing on the day, let alone trying to have an even surface. So I can't really say anything bad about them. They're doing their job and getting the tracks there as good as they can for us to race on the day. But, you know, it's a part of racing. They move, the rail gets moved around a lot, and I think that cracks bias a little bit. We've just got to find where it is. And on Saturday, I do believe it was hard to make up ground and hard to come off the fence. But that's just the way racing is. Sometimes you've got to get out and sometimes you've got to stay in. So it favours you sometimes. It doesn't favour you others. You just got to go with what you got on the day.
What did you make of Frolic in the sires?
Yeah, she was just, once again, she was hurt by that track bias, but we didn't sort of, We thought it was a possibility early on in the day that's what the track was racing like, but it was sort of more towards the end of the day where it really came out, sort of the Derby and the TJ Smith, that's what the track was racing like. But with her, I had to come around them as I usually do with her and tried to make up a bit of ground from the half mile to the 400 just so I wasn't too far off them coming to the corner. That probably just took a sprint away from her a little bit late, but she's done a great job this preparation. Wouldn't surprise me if they pressed on to the Champagne, and she'd be very competitive at the mile, and you'd probably get a smaller field once again. But, you know, if she goes out, she'll come back a lot better next preparation as well.
And similar story with Antonio Giuseppe in the Doncaster, the way it was run and the track, he had no hope.
Yeah, well, he was on the right part of the track. He was on the fence, and we ended up pretty much at the top of the straight that I was following the winner through, only about six, 7 lengths behind it. But, you know, the race was run very slow, which didn't sort of suit my bloke. But I think also, like I said, with inference, them runs on the heavy track leading up to it probably just flattened him a little bit as well.
Tommy, congratulations again on Saturday with Chautauqua. It was just a stunning performance, and you go down in history with him as well, with the TJ Smith wins and being the jockey of one of the greats of the Australian turf. Well done, mate.
No, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be a part of it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tommy Berry.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.